Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everybody's week going? I know it's been a whole whopping week. A whole week since last time we talked, but that's okay. I'm getting all the shows caught up right now. And trust me, there is plans in the works for some revamp, some more interviews, some music coming our way. And I'm really, 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 really excited about that because I know you guys are like, oh, she's dragging. It's okay. I mean, like I told you guys with the other past shows, and hey, side note, don't forget to play the archive shows, my friends and listeners and supporters, because you're missing past tips. Yes, you are. You're missing past tips. And like I did the last year when I first started the show, I'm going to go back into that before I go back into the good news about the new changes of the show. Not changes, but additions. Last year when I started the show, what I did was I will always recap what I talked about on the last show, just in case you guys missed it. But you know what? I can't keep doing that, you guys. I got to be able to move forward with other tips and topics. So definitely replay the archive shows. You might have missed out on some past tips that I was talking about. I mean, some really good past tips. And it's only going to help you and benefit you in the event that you go ahead and play the archive shows. Don't forget to play the archive shows. It's very important because I might have said something that I might not have said in some mini shows that I've done, and or I might not end up repeating in the feature shows. So just think about that, okay? So replay the archive shows, definitely get you. So now moving on, the Hessen Edition is coming soon. I'm very, very, very much so excited about that. Linked up with a studio that's going to help me in many, many, many ways. We're going to help them. So I'm excited. It's coming soon. So you guys will start hearing and seeing some different things with the show. And I'm very excited about that. I mean, it's like, who wouldn't be excited to be able to really promote themselves in a way? So really bring back the show the way that I had it last year. It's like so busy. Everyone's like so busy doing their own thing and all that. And it has to take a team. I tell you, it takes a team. But anyways, moving forward, I had a great weekend last weekend. As I've told you guys before, my little sister, she's classified as a mild, low case of autism. And she's really amazing. Little girl, she's so amazing. She's going to be 10 this year. I'm so excited for her. And we have took her to a Discovery Museum out here in Jersey. And she had a great time. She remembered the last time she was there and really knew exactly which way to go. And it was really awesome to, like, take her into the new things that they had and have her play with those things and really be creative for her little imaginary self. And really just take some pictures of her and all that good jazz. I didn't get a chance to post them on my personal page for Instagram. However, trust me when I say that they're cute pictures. I'll post them at a different time maybe, or maybe on a throwback or something like that. But I really didn't get a chance to and really label it and caption it so you all can get a chance to see. I also got the chance to check out the new Gloucester Premier Outlets, since they're not far from where I live. I mean, it's so awesome to now have an outlet store up here because it's like most of the outlet stores are down there in Atlantic City. And, you know, they have everything, but it's such a hassle to get down there, get a parking spot, walk, and have to, like, walk for hours to get to stores, and you're in that dead heat, and you're trying to shop, and it's, like, 10 millions of people, but it's okay. We now have outlet stores up here in Jersey, further up in Jersey, the South area, and it was amazing. I got myself some new running sneakers, casual sneakers. You know, I was really enjoying myself being able to shop. They're going to be adding some new stores there, too, so hopefully it's going to be, like, Coach, my cores, and maybe some MCM bags. I am so excited. I just would love to be able to get an MCM bag on, like, a discounted rate. So, high five to Gloucester Premium Outlets for opening up. But they had fireworks and everything last week when they opened up. I think it was right after I did the show last week. It had opened up fireworks. I didn't get a chance to tell you guys, of course, because I had skipped the Sunday. But I told you, what I told you last Wednesday is that I'm going to have so much to say because it's been a whole week, and I want to update you guys on everything that's going on in my personal journey and try to my best to get you a tip in, you know. So listen, right, actually, here comes the tip here. When it comes to not only your job, your daytime job, your 9-to-5 job, be aware of what you do affects your image. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. There's this new person. not going to have much promise with the company. Now, that looks bad on you when you can't do certain things and when it just sounds like everything you're saying is shady. So be careful what you're saying. Stand firm with what you're saying. Like, let's just say if you're calling out for work and you know you're sick. You know you're sick. Don't act sick, but you know you're sick. Stand firm with, I am not coming in because I'm sick. Or if you're not, don't call in and say, I don't know if I'll be able to make it in. I have a flat tire, and I'm waiting on AAA. And I can understand for most females, us females don't know how to, you know, change a tire. And for some females who are crafty, born up with a father figure and or just takes it just strong and takes it upon themselves to go ahead and do things for themselves, it's understandable. They know. But for a man, no man, no matter what age they are, should say that they don't know how to change a flat tire and then have to wait for family members to come home and or, you know, have to wait for AAA. No man I should ever hear him say, I don't know how to change your flat tires. These are just examples, right? You should be able to say, listen, I'm going to be in within 2 to 4 hours of my shift. I promise or I guarantee it because this flat tire is going to get changed. I'm going to put the spare tire on and I'll be in. No one should fall out with the I don't knows and I think and I believe or, you know, I guess and what you calling out a whole day for if it's something that looks like it should not take all day to do. It looks really bad on you, really bad. And then on top of that, people like to use their sicknesses as a crutch. And if you're one of those people, I'm going to tell you right now, you're stronger than what you think you are, so I'm going to need for you to stop using your sickness or your mental condition or whatever it is that you think you have going on as a crutch. It's not cool. You're stronger than what you are. Stop playing the victim and be a victor. That's the hardcore of it. I'm not going to be sentimental, sugarcoating anything because this is what we live in. We're living in a world where we have to learn how to survive. You can't survive if you're going to continue to feel weak. Or be weak-minded. This is not this. But you know what? I'm gonna be honest and put it out there just like this. If it wasn't for the weak ones, all the strong ones wouldn't be where they are. So that's just all there is to it. But you gotta stay stronger and stop using things as a crutch. Try to push yourself to be stronger. You know, I really hate when people do that. That's another sign that's very obvious to your image as a weak point. And it's very obvious to the world. It truly is. So don't use it as that. So that's my tips on image for today, right? Because there's been some things at my job going on, and it really makes me sit there and think and wonder to myself, like, I wonder what I'm portraying. Sometimes you really do have to sit there and think about it because you're, like, too busy focused on, you know, other things so much, and it's like you finally get the chance to see what someone else is doing, and you're just like, well, I wonder what am I portraying to my bosses and future roles that I might be given. You know, there's going to be some trials and tribulations that's going to happen in each job. You know, there's going to be people that's going to be hired, and you have to train them. Or you may not have to. You might not be in your position to do that. You know, you might have to, just really just play a role that's outside of your personal role with the company. And it just might not work out with everyone. Everyone that you meet, everyone that you work with are not going to all be able to work with you and work in your department or just be able to work in that company, period. You know, people got to want to be trained and guided and to be educated. That's just how I look at it. People got to want it. If you don't want it, and this is for the strong people who want it. This is not for the weak people. Since if you're weak, you're not going to want it. And it's going to be no matter what a person does for you, you're still going to end up just not, you know, making the cut because of the fact that you just didn't want it hard enough. Now, that person was wanting to educate you and help you so bad because they just felt sorry for you, or they really wanted to see you survive because they could see it in you, they could see the potential in you, but you have got to want it. If you don't want it, you're going to exhaust all the efforts from everyone who ever wanted to help you. So some people don't even think about it like that. They don't truly sit down and say, you know what, I don't think I'm helping my own cause. Sit down and help your own cause. Sometimes it really just has to play out like that. Now, moving on. those are the image chip building things for this week. And I'll be back, of course, on Sunday. So, I also wanted to tell you guys what else happened. Oh, I got to see Chance to See the Stream. That's my only show that I actually watch. I actually want to see Minority Report, but it comes out on Mondays. And Mondays are my busiest days. So I don't even know how I'm going to be able to really sit that in. I'm going to have to binge watch that. How many of you all binge watch your shows? I know that was a chick that was on the news just last week, you know, how many people binge watch. And I don't mind taking a Saturday or a Sunday and sitting there and watching the show after show. Because you know what? Half this time we're paying for all these channels and it'd be nothing on these channels. I am so tired of that. Honestly, I truly am. Oh, and also, I know I'm like all over the place today. I wanted to be, it popped into my head, so I wanted to be able to say it to you all. I really hope you guys sit down and think about things. Maybe even research things and maybe get back to me on that feedback. So, I was just thinking the other day how this United States, I don't say the world, but it's not the full world, is but backwards. And when we're so mentally conditioned, some of us can see it, some of us can't. And I actually just realized it the other day. I said, you know what, some of the things that we're doing is so but bad. I mean, it's not like I have not ever realized it, but I'm really, 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 really sitting down and thinking to myself the other day. And I was like thinking to myself, like, you know what, people try to be so politically correct all the time. You know, really trying to tell you what you shouldn't say, what you should do. And this world, I said this world, but it's really not. It's the United States of America, is but backwards. Now, when I bring it up to a friend of mine, he says to me, yeah, you know, I was reading something. I forgot what country he said, but I know it's an overseas country. And he said that he read somewhere that, you know, the United States is built on a lie. And I can believe it. I can believe that the years, the decades, the drama that happened way before any of our times that has happened was built on a lie. I can believe that. And then in the traditions, the things that have gone on over and over and over again are to me what matters. Truly it is. And I don't necessarily agree to some of the stuff that the United States does. I just really don't. But and it's sad too, because, you know, like I said to most up and coming music artists, that most of their love and support comes from overseas. It doesn't even come from the United States of America, and it's sad. It shouldn't even have to be that way. So what I'm saying is the love that overseas countries have for themselves and or Americans, because some of them don't like Americans, it's more empowering than the United States of America love. I mean, we can all end up loving, but it has to be a unit love, like unity. No matter what, we shouldn't just be, oh, because we heard something negative about someone. I mean, yeah, sometimes that happens, you know. We're going to hear negative things, so someone's going to make us, you know, have a taste in our mouths and not want to make us not want to help that person or be involved. It's not easy. But it's like, no matter how many times we get hurt, we have to end up loving no matter what. Don't get bitter. Just don't get bitter. It's no point. I say that to myself every day in hopes that I don't turn that way. But as you can hear, we're coming down to the last couple of minutes of the show, so everyone, don't forget that you can email me at the business email address for your image, LLC, at gmail.com. You can also follow me on my own personal Instagram page, at Stewie Chewy, StewyChewy. And I'll be back again our normal Sunday, as always, with another tips and advice. But don't forget to replay the past shows, okay? Don't forget to bring love where there is no love, bring joy where there is no joy, and be someone's light during their dark times, okay? Really take that in, soak it in, even though, you know, things are not going well for you, that's okay. If you're doing well for someone, then the rewards will come. Just think of it like that, the rewards will come. So, okay, guys, stay blessed. We're supposed to be getting rain for the remainder of the week. We were just coming out of our heat wave. And we're going back into one next week. And you guys be safe, stay cool, and be loved. You guys have a great week.